After we had proven that the Imams were divinely chosen, the infallibility of the Imams can be established by the following verse. He said, "My pledge does not extend to the unjust." So in other words, the divine nomination goes to those that are free from sin and corruption. Furthermore, the verse known as the verse of authority means absolute obedience to Allah, the Prophet, and those vested with authority. Based on divine wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not tell us to obey someone who is corrupt and sins. The only pure people that fit this category are Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. In our previous lessons, we said that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said in a famous narration, "I leave among you two weighty things, which if you hold on to, you will never go astray. They are the Book of Allah and my family, my Ahlul Bayt, and these two will never separate until they return to me at the fountain." We know that the Quran is infallible from any error, and the Prophet is saying that you need the Quran and his family so you don't go astray. Would the Prophet, peace be upon him, tell us to obey his family if they committed sins? Would the Prophet tell us to obey the Quran that is infallible and his family if they were not infallible? Now, how do we prove that the Imams have divine knowledge? Here are some famous traditions regarding the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate. If one wants to enter the city, they must come through the gate." There is a very important verse in the Holy Quran on the one who has knowledge of the book, where it says, "And those who have disbelieved say, you are not a messenger. Say, Allah suffices as a witness between me and you and he who possesses the knowledge of the book." There is no doubt in the understanding of the greatness of the station of the one who possesses the knowledge of the book according to this verse. Let's look at the story of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam when he asked the people to summon the throne of the queen at his time. One said, "I can bring it before you stand." Another said, "I can bring it before you blink." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this person had knowledge from part of the book. If this person had knowledge from part of the book and was able to bring the throne in less than the blinking of an eye from one kingdom to another, then imagine the one who has knowledge of the whole book. In narrations, this witness is Ali bin Abi Talib and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Another example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces the purification of Ahlul Bayt in this verse, who have been purified from all impurities. The Holy Quran also says, "None can touch it or understand the Quran except the purified." These verses don't just prove the infallibility of Ahlul Bayt, but prove they understand the whole Quran. In another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "An Imam who does not know what will happen to him and how his life will pass is not a person who can be the proof of Allah over his creation." We conclude that the knowledge of the Imams alayhim as-salam must be divine knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.